Last Sunday, our gospel reading was the story of the call of Matthew, the tax collector. It was very much a story about God's mercy. You know, calling this person that was really held up in the whole society to be a sinner, a traitor, and Jesus calling him and asking him to follow him. And then that story ends with Jesus saying, "It is not the healthy that need the doctor, but the sick." And then he says, "I have come to call not the righteous, but sinners." Today's story, in a sense, follows up on that. We have Jesus now looking at a crowd of people. And it says, his heart was filled with pity or compassion. He says, because they were troubled. And they were exhausted. They were like sheep without a shepherd. But what I find interesting is what happens right after that. He then says to the apostles or those disciples who were soon to be apostles, he says, "Pray to the harvest master to send laborers to the harvest." And it's obvious that he wasn't talking about grain. But he was talking about harvesting people, gathering people into the kingdom of God. That they were to pray that they would be the laborers to do that. And then he goes ahead and names his 12 apostles. That they become that labor force. That group of people sent out to gather people into the kingdom of God. And then it kind of ends with, "Freely you have received, freely you are to give." Isn't it saying to us that we who have received freely, as Paul says in the second reading, we who were sinners, but have now experienced the mercy of our God through the death and resurrection of Christ Jesus, we are now to take what we have received, and we are to go out and give it to others. We are to proclaim to others the compassion, the mercy, the love of our God. That is our calling. It's a calling each of us received by the very fact that we have been called to be members of Christ Jesus, called to be members of Christ through the waters of baptism. We are nourished to live as members of his body through the Eucharist. We are now to go out and express to others, proclaim to others, the reality of the mercy and the love of our God. That is our ministry. That is our calling. We do it in many ways. Parents do it by simply speaking to their children about this Lord Jesus who died for us and rose for us and who lives among us. We do it with our catechists who go into our classrooms for religious education programs and try to make known to their students the mystery of God's love. We do it by, as adults, as we speak to one another about the way the Lord has touched our lives. We do it when we comfort and console and give hope to others, whether it's in our hospitals or in our workplaces. We do it also by those who respond to the call to be religious or priests. No matter how we do it, all of us are called to make known to others the mystery of God's love for us, God's compassion for us, God's desire to give eternal life to us who are sinners. I suspect one of the biggest problems we have as a church today is the few number of people who are really willing to do that, to really willing to sacrifice and convenience themselves so that Christ can be known by others. But it's so obvious in the gospel today, that is what we are to do. Jesus wanted laborers in the harvest. Jesus wanted people who would gather others in. He wanted people who would make known to the world the reality of his love and mercy. And people need to know that today as much as they have ever needed to know it. Look around us. Don't we have people in abundance who are trying to buy happiness in the stores and catalogs of our nation? People who think that I will be happy when I own this or I possess that, when I live in this house or drive this car. Don't we have people in abundance who are trying to find happiness and pleasure, the pleasures of the body? And they keep having to look more and more and more because the happiness constantly eludes them. Don't we have other people who think it's by fame, by success in our world, that they will find happiness? And yet you and I know where happiness is found. It's not found in anything material, anything physical. Oh, we may know pleasure for a moment. We may know contentment for a moment. But anything material passes away from us. It does not last. What lasts is the life of God in our hearts. And if we can proclaim to others that life, then we are bringing to them the purpose, the meaning of their lives. We are bringing to them the way they can find happiness and peace. Indeed, there is no higher calling in life. No higher calling but to make known to others the love and the hope and the joy that we find in Christ Jesus our Savior.